Second, I'm calling for repentance from Christian Zionism. And I want you to try to understand Zionism or Christian Zionism from the perspective of Palestinians. Try once to explain Christian Zionism to a Palestinian. Try to persuade him. Well, you know, I know you've been living in this land for generations upon generations upon generations, but there is this God who promised your land to someone else. Accept it, live with it. This is what Zionism is teaching. And in fact, it becomes our fault for not accepting this idea that your God gave you our land. This is what Zionism is teaching. And then we're forced to debate the Bible. Look, read the Bible. Show me one other context in which a dispute is solved by someone referring to what their God told them. Is this really how we solve things? And you have to understand that, you know, when they refer to it as a struggle, when we talk as Palestinians about our land, this is not a political statement. This is land we've inherited and farmed for generations upon generations and upon generations. And then you show up from Europe and you tell us God gave us this land thousands of years ago, and we have to accept it, really. But what is Zionism and Christian Zionism is saying also is that some people are special. God made a special deal with those people. He favors them, and we have to accept it.